and good work. It's lovely to be here. It's a nice temperature in here, isn't it? It will get warmer as we go on. I respond in quite a peculiar way to the heat, I think. Mostly sort of here. Down there gets what I would call claggy. What would you call it?
Moist. Moist is a good one.
And I did a show in Preston, a man shouted out, "No, no, we call that ready." And I had a lady say, "What you've got there is LDF." I said, "What does LDF stand for?" She said, "Long day, Fanny." But what I do when it gets moist, is I just do a little plie. I'm not a massive belly dancer, but if I was a belly dancer, I'd clearly be a massive one. You only get a couple of seconds relief because it mostly just slicks back together. I did a show in Edinburgh and a lady right at the back shouted out, "You need to use some talc." Surely that just forms a paste. But I do have, I've got a good relationship with me mum. You know, sometimes in comedy you laugh at things because it's familiar, because it's a shared experience. Sometimes you laugh because you're just glad you're not me. See if this has happened to anybody else. Whenever I'm on the phone to me mum, it always makes me need a poo. Give us a woo if that's happened to you. See, I've looked into it. It's a closeness issue. It means that me and those people who wooed, we love our mums more than the rest of you lot love yours. I love my mum so much it makes me shit. Try getting that on a balloon for Mother's Day. Thank God for Moon Pig. But I bought a house quite recently. I wanted to buy a house because I'd lived in flats for 16 years and I really missed going upstairs to bed. Not through the kitchen. Upstairs to bed. But I was sitting only a few months later upstairs in bed, quite smugly, just thinking, this is the life. I've arrived. I'm upstairs in bed. And then I thought, oh, no, now I've got to go downstairs for food. What I really wanted, like, my parents have both always lived near a park and I'd always been able to see a tree out of my bedroom window, so that became a priority when I was house hunting. I wanted to be able to see a tree out of my bedroom window. But it became very clear that I'm not massively suited to country living, having lived in the city centre for so long. I drove along a lovely country lane, and I saw a white marquee tent. And instead of thinking, oh, somebody's having a lovely summer party, I just thought, oh, someone's been murdered. That I liked, and I got a survey done. The survey came back and it meant nothing to me at all, but luckily I've got a friend who's a builder and he said, let me have a look at it, and I put it into layman's terms. I said, smashing. And it gives a cheer if you own your own home. Yes. Gives a cheer if you rent. Yes. See, up until this point I'd only ever rented, and I think there are phrases that mean nothing to those of us who rent that the rest of you understand, because my friend the builder said, there is one thing you will need. I said, oh yeah, what's that? He said, you'll need a damp proof course. And I genuinely said, I haven't got time to go to college. But one of the things the house that I bought did have is a log burner. I've never had a log burner before. I got quite excited by the log burner. Not as excited as my fella did. He went, oh my God, we'll be able to get a toasting fork. We'll be able to toast things. And I thought, he does know I've got a toaster, doesn't he? But he went off to work. I went straight out and bought a toasting fork. I was too excited. I came back in with it. I grabbed a loaf of bread and I thought, I'm just going to sit in front and work my way through. Bloody love toast. Couldn't get it to work. I rang him and I said, I can't get it to work. He said, how can it not work? It's fire and bread. How can it not work? So I told him what I'd been doing. Turns out I should have had the little door open. I might as well have been lying slices of bread on top of my radiator. But when I moved, I had bits and bobs of furniture. Not much, but I had some stuff, and I was trying to work out what would best go where. And I said to me fella, God, I wish I had a tape measure. He said, what do you need a tape measure for? I said, I just want to know if that unit will fit in that alcove. He said, well, I'll sort that out for you. I said, have you got a tape measure? He said, no, it's just, I'm good at that sort of thing. I said, what do you mean? He says, it's just an instinct I've got. And first of all, I thought, rubbish. And then I thought, let's have a look. And I thought, this is quite a manly thing to be able to do. If he can do this, maybe we'll see what else slots where. So I said, go on, then do it. And this is what he did. It went exactly like this. 6 inches, 6 inches, 6 inches, 6 inches, 6 inches. But you know when you first move into somewhere that's new to you, you want to make a few changes, don't you, so it feels a bit more like yours. One of the things I really wanted, like my parents are both disabled and both getting on a bit in age, and something that I thought would be really useful for when they stayed would be a grab rail in the shower. So I thought, I won't really notice it when I'm in the shower, but how useful that'll be when they visit. So I got a grab rail fitted in the shower, and like a month later I had a friend round visit, and I was showing her around and I said, oh look, I've had a grab rail fitted in the shower, and she went like this, ooh, saucy. I said, I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm trying to keep pensioners upright. And I told my dad because I thought he'd find it funny, and he went,
nah, nah, for that sort of business, you need two of them.
But I've got two cats. Have we got cat owners in? I've got two cats. I don't know if you've ever tried to litter train a cat. It's normally quite straightforward. Whenever they look like they're about to do something, you pick them up, you plonk them in the litter tree, you hope for the best. But our first cat, Chief Brody, named after the police chief in the film Jaws, he didn't cotton on for a while, kept having it laxed in, poor bugger. And at one point, my fella and I were standing over the litter tree, just looking at it and looking at each other going, is there anything we can be doing to help him that we're not already doing? And my fella, because he's so lovely, he looked down at the litter tree and he went, do you want me to do a shit in it to start him off? No. No, I really don't. It would be end to end. And the cat would be like, who the hell lives here? Aslan. I was in a cafe a few months ago with a friend of mine. She's the sort of person who prefers savoury over sweet. I don't really know why we're still friends, but she's nice enough. She ordered a carrot cake, and I always think carrot cake is such an abomination of a cake. It's got veg in it. Shut up. What you've got there is a rubbish pasty. She ordered carrot cake, I ordered a slice of strawberry cheesecake. On top of her carrot cake was some icing and then a slither of something orange-coloured for decoration, I suppose. I said to her, is that a little bit of carrot? Fair assumption, it being carrot cake. She had a nibble of it and she said, no, it's not carrot. I said, is it orange then? She said, no, it's not orange. So, well, I'm all out of orange-coloured things. Unless it's the tail of a goldfish, I've got no idea. She had another nibble of it and she said, I think it's apricot. I said, oh, I can't have apricot. She said, why not? I said, I'm allergic to it. And she went, ooh, what happens to you? And I went, ooh, I get the shits. She said, is it really bad? I said, oh yeah, it was like a chocolate fountain down there. She said, was that just off one? I said, no, no, I had a bag of them. She said, how many was in the bag? I said, I don't know, maybe 40. And it was only then that I realised I'm not allergic to apricots. I'm allergic to 40 apricots. But I stopped buying women's magazines a few months ago. Just feels like there's nothing in there for me. Nothing in there for me. Why would I buy anything where the only time I ever see anybody who looks a bit like me is underneath the word before? There's a huge list of all the things that we as women are supposed to do to ourselves. Cleanse, tone and moisturise. I've never toned. I'm nearly 40. I've never toned and my skin is still on my face, so it's obviously rubbish. But hair removal is a whole subject all on its own, isn't it? There's so many different ways, especially as women, that we can remove our hair. You can wax, you can shave, you can pluck, you can epilate. My sister had laser treatment to her underarms, laser treatment. And it was quite painful and quite expensive. And after 2 months, the whole lot just grew back in. Which is terrible, but does go some way to explaining why James Bond was always so nonchalant when a laser was aimed at his cock and balls.
Be champion, man, will grow back in a couple of months.
Please make James Bond a Geordie. I can only apologise for that. His soul would never be a Geordie, would he?
Shaken, not stored.
No. My friend said to me, you know why women are supposed to have hair down there, don't you? And I said, is it like your nose, so you don't get muck up it? She said, no. She said, women are supposed to have hair down there so that nature knows where your reproductive bits are. I said, why does nature need to know? Surely as long as me fella's got a rough idea, why do all the deers and the rabbits need to know? Well, maybe the rabbits. According to women's magazines, there are only two options for hair down there for women. The options are all off or most off. Give us a cheer if you think all off is the way to go. Give us a cheer if you think most off is the way to go. Still quite a lot of you left, isn't there? I can only assume that the rest of you are like me. I just try to keep it in me pants. Even if sometimes that involves tucking it in. In the legs, not in the top. My fella and I were both going out to work a few weeks ago at the same time, both fully dressed, just getting last minute bits and bobs together. And he was sitting at the kitchen table putting his shoes on. And I don't know why, but as I walked past him, I did a boob jiggle in his face. I don't know why, just one of those like that. I don't know why, he was at the right height. It felt like a wasted opportunity if I didn't do it. And I thought he'd do that thing, you know, when they go like that, in between. It's got a special name. Does anybody know the name? Waterboarding. Thank you, because I always accidentally call it waterboarding. It's only waterboarding if they're really sweaty. That's what I thought he'd do. I thought he'd do that, like that. He didn't. You know what he did? He just stood up and did a boob jiggle back. Now, it's a thing that we do, and I don't know how to stop it. But we've lived together for about a year and a half now, and when I lived on my own, I really loved it, don't get me wrong. But one of the things I love about living with somebody else again is I like the unpredictability of it. I like that every now and again, a sentence will come out that I would never have said. The most recent one, out of nowhere, he just went, "Your shed's no good to have a wank in." And I said, "That's because it's a greenhouse, love." But I'm getting on a bit. I'm nearly 40. It doesn't worry me. I'm not worried at all about getting older. I know that there are problems along the way. I know that it's not going to be easy. One of my friends, one of my good friends, is 62. And she said to me, "There's something I need to tell you." I said, "Oh, that sounds really serious. Is it serious?" She said, "Well, I just don't want it to come as much of a surprise to you as it did to me." I said, "Okay, well, you better tell me what it is then." She said, "When you get to my age, down there, instead of it being a lovely, healthy pink colour, I could have walked away right then and there." Instead of it being a lovely, healthy pink colour, it's more of a slate grey. It's the detail that I love. She didn't say grey, she said slate grey. And she's had the Dulux colour chart out at it.
Here, Terry, help us with this. Would you say that was thunder or slate?
I was so horrified by what I just learnt that I blurted out, "You mean like when meat's on the turn?"
Does that smell all right to you?
Be a few handbag mirrors coming out tonight on the way home, I reckon. I've been with my fella now for nearly 10 years, but you know when you first get together with somebody, the first 6 months, especially if you have an inkling it might be a long-term thing, and those first 6 months together are just glorious, aren't they? And you think each other are perfect. And then after 6 months, you think, well, perfect's pushing it a bit. A couple of things I could do were changing. Then you've got a project. Isn't it lovely having a project? Project. There's only one thing I'd like to change about my fella. I need to tell you this first. I love waving. I don't know why. I've always loved waving. I love it when I wave, and I love it when people wave back to me. I'm going to wave to you now and see how many of you wave back. Oh, loads of you all. Thank you very much. It makes me really happy. And it's one of the main reasons I learned to drive. My fella doesn't wave, doesn't occur to him in the slightest. Now, when we first got together, he dropped me off at the train station one day, and I got out the car, and I said, "I'll see you on Monday." He said, "Yeah, but I'll give you a ring when I get in tonight." I said, "Smashing." And then I just checked that I was at the right entrance for the train station for my particular platform, and I turned to give him a little wave goodbye, and the car was already in the distance. A few years later, I was going to Australia for the first time. I was travelling alone. I was going to be away for 6 weeks. I was very nervous, understandably. He dropped me off at the airport. He helped me out of the boot. With my case, sorry, that's bad. With my case. And I said, "I'm going to miss you." And he said, "I'm going to miss you too, but," he said, "you're going to have an amazing time. We can Skype whenever you like, and I'll come and get you in 6 weeks on this very spot." Melt. And I checked my handbag to make sure I had my passport and my ticket. And then I turned to give him a little wave goodbye. And I could not see the car. He was already on the motorway. So I said to him only a few weeks ago, you know the waving thing? He said, oh, did I forget to do it again? I'm sorry. I said, don't worry about it. But I said, you know how much I love it? He said, yes, I know how much you love to wave. I said, I was just wondering if there was like a bargaining thing we could do. He said, I don't know what you mean. I said, well, for example, is there anything I don't do that you'd like me to start doing? Turns out I'm not as bothered about waving as I thought.